Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm outside in the beautiful sunshine at the Lely booth with Peter Langerbaker. And Peter, what's your title with Lely?
I'm the president of the North American organization.
Well, tell me about this company, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people who know about it, but give me the background, the history of Lely.
Lely started out 60 years ago, making farm equipment on the farm of the brothers Van der Lely. And their first invention was actually a finger wheel rake. The finger wheel rake, what we still use today to windrow hay.
Now, you're celebrating a decade of robotic milking, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's 10 years ago that we brought the robot to the U.S. And we started at the Carnegie Farm in Omaha, Wisconsin.
And you just had a special event there to celebrate that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, 2 weeks ago we had the open house at the Carnegie family to celebrate this event. Yes.
And they've moved forward. They actually have moved into the newer lines of equipment that you've got out, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We started out 18 years ago with the Lely Astronaut Robotic Milking Systems. And 10 years ago, we put the first ones in the U.S. And the concept is still the same, but technology changes over time.
Well, and you just don't have robotic milking systems. You have a lot of other systems that are automatic that help our milk producers, right?
That's correct. Yep, we are standing here with our latest invention, the Juno, the Lely Juno Feed Pusher. If the cows spread the feed out a little bit into the feed alley, the Juno Feed Pusher will push it back.
It looks like R2-D2.
There you go. It's that easy.
Well, is this new for you then?
It is new, yeah. We have... it has been now in the U.S. For the last 12 months, and it's actually the first time that we have it here at the World Dairy Expo.
And what kind of response are you getting from the producers?
As you can see, there are a lot of people looking at it and a lot of attention. It is something everybody is wondering, what do we have here? And everybody also sees that it has its place, and everybody realizes that feed pushing is important if you want to make sure that cows have feed in front of them all the time.
Where can you go? What else are you working on that you can automate in the dairy barn?
Yeah, it looks like we are onto something. We started with the robotic milking systems, and that is certainly a field where we continue to come up with new product. But also on other things around the barn, we still have a lot of plans. Because automation seems to give the producers an extra hand in doing their daily chores and being more efficient in what they do.
Well, of course, it seems like Europe is ahead of the United States as far as automation is concerned in dairy. Is that true?
Yeah, that is probably true, that the innovations, that a lot of innovations are starting there. And that probably also has something to do with the fact that there is an high concentration of dairy farms there who need to do something special and more innovative. Because labor is already an issue in Europe for a longer period of time.
Well, how has the attendance been this year? Of course, last year was just a horrible year for the dairy industry, but are you seeing more optimism this year of the producers that are coming by World Dairy Expo?
Yeah, that's correct. I think a lot of people are seeing light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that's real positive for the producers and also for the suppliers who are catering to them. Because we are all in the same business. So we all need to make sure that we can make it from one year to another. And the last couple of years have been difficult for a lot of us.
But things are looking up, so that's good. Well, thank you very much, sir. Pleasure talking to you. And congratulations, by the way, on we didn't mention that you won the Outdoor Booth Award this year at World Dairy Expo, right?
We're glad to be here, and we had a great location.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.